can praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah to continuously shower His blessings on us. And Allah must not ever let it happen that these blessings are snatched away from us because of our ungratefulness, our disobedience, our own weaknesses. And Allah must enable us to make dua to make shukr and express gratitude for these blessings. And we must be able to be conscious about them and to acknowledge them. Because when you are conscious and when you acknowledge them, you are aware of them. And then the shukr, the gratitude is also much more greater. And the example of that we always give is that many times when some sickness, Allah protect us all, but when some sickness afflicts us, and then the doctor says this particular mineral or this something is missing from your body, that is why you are suffering like this. So we did not even know we had that particular thing in our body at that time. And we can't know a lot of things. We can never know. But if we can acknowledge and just know that there are such blessings of Allah within us that are making us function so beautifully at all times, then our shukr levels and our shukr quality, our gratefulness quality will also be much, much more greater, inshallah. And speaking of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one blessing that we take for granted and we just don't care about is that of water. This is such a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon not mankind but upon His entire creation, that it is something that is needed by everyone all the time. And because it is needed by everyone all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it available through His generosity and through His bounty also. Every single drop of water comes from Allah, and every huge lake of water also comes from Allah. It is there for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use. And it is one blessing, my brothers, we grow up with it, and we live with it, we nourish ourselves on it, and we quench ourselves with it, and we use it for a million and one other uses, but many times our mind does not go to the value and the importance of this great commodity. Us and more, our younger children, we continuously need to make them conscious about this great ni'mat and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran al-Kareem makes mention of the word water 63 times, which already shows how great and how important this commodity is for it to have been mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem 63 times. That it is something we don't take for granted. And like we mentioned, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that we have given life to everything, كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, everything, with water, which means if there is no water, the existence and the life of that thing is going to be terminated, is going to come to an end, and there is going to be nothing but death. And people see it. There's nothing more horrible to think about than a person dying out of thirst. What a kind of a death it must be. People die with this sickness or that pain or that injury, whatever it is. But if there's no water, and if a person is now thirsty and dying of thirst in a place where he does not have access to water, at that time, how must he be feeling? And finally, if that is the cause of his death, what a horrible way it must be. That's why we make dua, Allah must not let that ever come upon us. Nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of this in the Quran al-Kareem, and its importance, the importance of water, the benefits of water, and the special characteristics of water itself are things which we are supposed to be conscious of all the time. And the more conscious we are about it, the more importance we'll have of it, and the more value we'll attach, and our shukr for it also will be great, and our appreciation. Appreciation of this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not found most of the time in our daily lives, how we just take it for granted. And Allah subhanahu, we'll just take a few ayat of the Quran. Like I said, there are 63. We cannot go into 63 verses here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, on different places, not only spoken about the importance of it, but He has also drawn the importance of life after death by drawing parallels with regard to water, that how Allah gives life to dead things in the same way Allah Ta'ala is going to give life to people when they die and is going to resurrect them and bring them back to life on another occasion when once they leave this world. So my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا, that we have sent down water from the skies that is tahur. Tahur means pure and ones that purifies. Not just pure, but water that gives purification. And we know when we are in a situation where there's any dirt or grime or filth upon us, or even if we are ceremoniously impure because we do not have wudu, or we are in need of a ghusl, and if we get up in the morning and the pipe has burst and the water has been cut off, and now we need to read our salah and we need to make ghusl, and we find there's no water coming out for whatever reason, then we come to realize what a great ni'mat of Allah. And purity is only acquired through water. Okay, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given a thing like tayammum, purifying ourselves with sand, but that is after certain conditions and requirements are met, and then you can say, okay, now you can go and use sand to make a tayammum. But our deen, half of our deen is dependent on purity. A great part, al-tuhuru nisful iman, al-tuhuru shatrul iman. Without purity, half of our deen we will be unable to practice upon. And also, if there is no purity, there is no water, my brothers, there will be no purity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention to this fact that it is something that grants you purity. And we know in our own selves when we are in any way dirty, and when we find water, what a relief it is, how good we feel, how purified we feel, and how everything feels nice. And if there's no water, we know how, as we'll say in Urdu, how parishan we become, how anxious we become. I'm looking for water, I just need to remove this dirt from here. Nevertheless, my respected brothers, that ayat of the Quran draws our attention that water is among its importance and benefits is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a purifier. Also, my brothers, in another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. This word mubarak, it means blessed. It means it's got some special properties and characteristics in it that only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot give blessings to anybody. Blessings only come from Allah ta'ala. Allah says He has made this water mubarak. He has made it blessed. And when it comes down, Allah says, مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ. We cause gardens to grow. وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ. And lands that are harvested with grain. And we know today, wherever we drive around, the amount of grain that is growing, maize and wheat and whatever else, all these things, Allah has made specific mention, are in need of water. And this water that comes, not just ordinary water, it is مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. Allah did not just say water, but He said blessed water. And when we find that there isn't these things, when there is no water, then the scarcity, then we find there is a need for importing of grain, and we find the economy starts suffering, all because the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been withheld from us. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتِ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tall stalks of date palms, that dates are growing upon in clusters, tal'un nadid. What is it? Rizqan lil'ibad. It is rizq, it is sustenance, it is nourishment for the servants of Allah. Which means that our rozi is also linked to the water. Our food that we eat is linked to the water. So it's not only about purity and purification, but it is also about our sustenance. If there is no water, there is going to be no sustenance for a person. And there are lots of ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, we have sent down water from the sky, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and from that, because of that, we have now caused fruits to grow from the earth. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, that is the nourishment and the sustenance for you. In this way, my respected friends and brothers, in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran, وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا, that we have given you sweet water to drink. Sweet water means water that is drinkable water that is usable, water that is potable. So many times we find there is water, but the water cannot be used. And when that water cannot be used, for whatever reason it might be polluted. And in this ayat, there is also an indication for us to conserve our environment and to ensure that water does not become polluted unnecessarily. Why you say unnecessarily? Because obviously people are going to, from time to time, dispose of their wastewater in places. But when it comes to industry and all these type of things, the amount of chemicals and industrial effluents and things that are thrown into the river makes that water sometimes totally undrinkable. And people depend on it. Other creation of Allah Ta'ala depends on it. As a result of which they become sick, they become afflicted with all kinds of diseases. So when we have got normal, clean, beautiful, sweet water to drink, it is such a great blessing and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing to our attention. Many times we find, you know, sometimes there are calamities, there are sometimes floods, such floods that cause, though there is water, but we find there is no water to drink. And people are now, because the rivers become polluted and they are carrying all kinds of other things in them, because of which now they become polluted, carrying disease. Now people, they start getting cholera and they start getting dysentery and all these waterborne diseases. So my respected friends and brothers, this is something we must always make shukr for. When we drink that glass of water, when we see how clean it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has got a taste. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person drinks water, they dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi saqani azban furatan, that we make all praise due to Allah who has given us water to drink that is sweet, drinkable, through His mercy. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا, and He did not make it salty and bitter. He did not make it salty and bitter because of our sins. It's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we drink that water. Likewise, my respected friends and brothers, now mashallah we find the seasons are changing, and how beautiful and pleasing to the eye it is to see greenery, lush vegetation and everything else. When the rain comes down, it only is because of the rain. So even if you see greenery now, it is either we are watering it or because of the moisture in the ground. But look at the beauty that is spread as a result of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran. Alam tara anna Allah anzala minas samai ma'a. Don't you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down water from the sky? فَتُصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرَّةً. Then the earth becomes, it makes the earth green. And if we are driving in areas which are drought stricken from time to time, and we see how everything is dead, how dry, and how barren those places look, it gives a kind of a sadness to the heart also. And the opposite of it we see when the rains come down. It's also a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, besides the water that comes down, there are lots of ayat that Allah speaks about in the Quran. We also have the blessing of groundwater. Now, groundwater also is linked to the water from the top. As long as there is rain coming down, there will be water in the ground. Alhamdulillah, we all are having boreholes and we are having them sunk because there is a need for it. But what a great blessing and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is to have even groundwater. And that also is from Allah ta'ala. Alam tara anna Allah anzala minas samai ma'a. Do you not see Allah ta'ala sends down water from the sky? فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah causes the water then to be penetrated in the ground, into the streams. So when the fellows come and look for water with all their gadgets and that, you find them walking and they find streams. So a very strong flow here, very weak one here, very good one there, a whole lot of water. MashaAllah, in front of our gardens, things about Jannah sometimes, you know. Allah Ta'ala says in front of your homes and under your gardens, they are going to be, what? تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Rivers and streams flowing. So that when the fellow comes, he said, there's a stream here, and there's a strong one here, and there's a strong one there. Where did that water come from? That water came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And my respected friend and brother, ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. Then Allah says that through that water, He brings about, just remember, we must be connected, and that's why if we can understand our the link of water to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, our begging and our appreciation also will be in that level. Then when we have days where there is no rain coming, we'll make dua with a different kind of word and with a different kind of a spirit, inshaAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. Then Allah brings forth vegetation of different colors as a result of that. In many parts of the world you find they just have these tube wells, what they call spring water, borehole water, and that is called, is used to irrigate the lands. And mashallah, the water irrigates and the plants and the vegetation grows and people's needs are taken care of. Also inamat of Allah. And also can be taken away. Just like how Allah can stop the rains from coming, Allah can also cause that water to sink. Allah asks in the Quran, last verse of Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. That see, consider if Allah ta'ala causes the water to sink, to go right down. You can dig after that with the deepest holes and with the longest bits on the borehole machine, deep, 100 meters, 200, 400, 500 meters, it goes down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He causes it to sink, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Who is going to then bring for you water that is drinkable? So my respected friends and brothers, this question should also be in our mind. And this is something that we are continuously supposed to be pondering about and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to deny us and deprive us. One of the reasons, my brothers, that we lose track of all the blessings of Allah is when there's just too much of it and we take it for granted. And then there are some parts of the world we find what a great blessing water is to them and we find how they actually use it. So then we start thinking that, you know what, we have got this water, we must make shukr of it. Or when it is not there, then we start making shukr. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in another ayat of the Quran, not only yourself, like we said, everything else, every other creature, and a lot of these creatures, they actually contribute to a positive functioning of our ecosystem. If these creatures, whichever form they might be found in, are deprived of water, they are going to suffer. Their death is going to cause a total imbalance in our ecosystem. That is why we find that there will be not only vegetation will not be there, even all other forms of sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we send down water for you from the skies. And Allah says, Kulu war'au an'amakum. We bring forth for you vegetation. And then Allah says, eat from the vegetation and feed to your cattle. Feed to your animals. Which means that animals also benefit. And we don't even know how different kinds of insects and birds and worms and whatever else is around is there and what work it is doing to ensure a proper functioning and a balance in our ecosystem. When water is gone, everything will go haywire, my respected friends and brothers. So there is another ayat of the Quran that Allah has brought to our attention that the ecosystem is so greatly dependent on water coming down. So what we are saying is that there are some things we are supposed to do. Water only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being can provide it. Nobody can say we'll get it from here. You can have desalination plants, you can have whatever it might be, but at the end of the day, the water will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeding of the clouds is a system or a procedure which the scientists have come up. Even that is in need of certain atmospheric conditions which only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only then the clouds will be seeded. It comes from Allah, my brothers. Therefore, the most important thing we need to do is acknowledge this great blessing, appreciate it, and make others aware of it. The way the water gets wasted in the wudu khana, when we open the tap and the water starts running and we are busy, you know, tuning and fine-tuning it to get the proper temperature, how many liters are gone down already? In the morning when we get up in winter, how many liters do we actually let run down the drain before we get the right temperature? Is there no other way for us to think that can't I save this water for use in the course of the day? So we find a whole lot of water going down. This, my brothers, here, is called a sunnah mud. This is the exact amount of water authentically narrated to us by a chain of narrators from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till us. That this was the amount of water Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make wudu. This much. How much is it in terms of milliliters? 775 milliliters, just around the normal bottle you get of rose water or whatever it might be, 750, so a little bit more. Try it at home, my respected friends and brothers. Take that amount of water in a bottle and train ourselves to make wuzu with that amount. instead of wasting wuzu water. And we come in the masjid, people don't even bother and ask where this water comes from. Who is paying towards the expense of the masjid? Water is running, and we are asking people what is last night's score of matches that were played in England and wherever else it might be. That, my brothers, is causing so much of wastage. Our young people, when they open the water at home, you think there's a thunderstorm outside. Amount of water that's just running down, running for hours, for how long the water is coming down. So many people complain about this. If you tell them, they'll say, what are you talking about? So my respected friends and brothers, try and be conscious of this ni'mat and come on to conservation of water in every way, appreciation. Also, make dua for water. Only Allah Ta'ala can give. We have Salatul Istisqa, inshallah. Let's hope the rains come down, but we do have Salatul Istisqa on a regular basis. Each one in his individual capacity needs to make dua. Ask for water for everyone, for the entire country, wherever else there might be drought. Take out sadaqah specifically with the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not be angry with us. And through the sadaqah, Allah must send down His special mercy of sending beneficial and blessed rain upon us. And make shukr, my brothers, make shukr for the blessing of water. When we hear some places the taps are being closed and there are water restrictions, you know, people who wash their cars, they give such a furious ghusl to their cars, like, you know, that whole car, if it's not purified in that, how many tons of liters of water, that car will not be able to go on the road. Or when it comes to watering our gardens, we need to be a bit more discretionary and more intelligent how we are using that water. Think about this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the few things we need to do, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill in our hearts the importance and appreciation of water, and also the proportionate shukr that we are supposed to make for it.